We want to always remember to join our guides, to join our higher self at that higher placement. So just the way that I need to move into that higher broadcast now, they're just showing us that we live out of that antiquated value. In other words, there's a fear matrix, which we're all very attuned to and aware of, that we're outgrowing. In other words, its usefulness has already occurred. Its time has come to be transferred into that higher visioning. So just the way I'm having to climb up that ladder a little bit to get to the new acquirement, this is enjoining, which we all are being invited to transfer to. So whenever we run into a concern, a problem, how do I accomplish this? Maybe it's just a goal, it's not a problem, but it's your next post. So how do I get there? So we want to remember to awaken to our own birthing process, to awaken to our own new lifestyle. So that birthing process doesn't occur like with an avalanche. It's not like, oh my gosh, I finally arrived. It's really occurring moment by moment as we will attune to grace. So as we'll receive this further enlightened endowment, so the enlightened endowment is our own treasure, it's our own sequencing, it's our own access. We do so with the greatest of emphasis. In other words, it's not just about, well, let me just get my life going here, or let me just continue to do what I was doing. It's embracing our true endowment, embracing our true refinement. So however you open up, whether you just envision the light getting stronger or the energies getting clearer, or you're just willing to drop the like repetitive mind and open your heart to your new awareness. So they're showing me like a plane. It's actually one of those small little biplanes where it's like starting up the engine. So as we will receive our harmonics, our higher harmonics, this is our higher self that's pulsating. So the pulsating is just think of the light that's pulsating. Now the light is information. The light is further extension. The light is the source, is our alignment with source. So it's not like some special privilege to be in alignment with source. We all are an extension of source. So they're saying to consider yourselves to be promoted. So these energies that are unfolding, that are restoring you to your heaven's cause, it's bringing you victory, it's bringing you orchestration of loveliness. So in other words, where your soul is directing and providing. So when you feel a direction, when you feel a pull, and you're like, well, how am I going to pull that off? It's also providing. So we're learning how to feel our extension. We're learning how to consent with heaven's gaze. We're learning how to coincide, with our own new tomorrow. So they keep saying that, like new tomorrow. What it is we're aligning with our higher self. So we think of it as our future self because we're getting more and more inundated with this loveliness. So it's for our availability, it's for our arrival. So that means we still have free will. We still get to choose. We get to choose sorrow of faith. We get to choose forward glance or yesterday. So this is where like the old memories, you know, full moons and stuff like those old memories. It's like, what is going on? It's coming up for resolution, for clearing, for adjustment, so that we can broker with Forevermore. So we can access our wholeness, our future stance that's becoming more and more available. So what we're learning to do is to step forward properly. So stepping forward is sometimes it's physically stepping forward, but it's really allowing yourself to receive the new gifting. So the new gifting is, I feel like it's time to explore this skill. I feel like I now have courage to release that relationship. Whatever it may be, that's the new gifting, where it's just gonna feel like this feels like my soul, versus I'm just doing what the stampede's doing. I'm just doing what everyone else has been doing. So this is where we're coming into our individuality. So this is not the personality self. Our individuality is from our soul. It's from our alignment with the gifts that we're here to bring forth, to develop, to assert, to magnify into existence. Yes, my love. Because we're all here bringing forth heaven on earth. And so when I'm saying this, they're showing me that card with the rainbow color, so beautiful, and it says new vitality, because these are the energies that we are, they're saying discussing. But when I'm saying that, it's like I just see everyone's arms outstretched, and just imagine you're being gifted with this gown or robe of these new colorings. So these are the colors of the frequencies of your soul that you're adjusting to. So you want to allow yourself, they're saying, to have merriment and good fortune. So in other words, to allow yourself full access, full spectrum. I suddenly feel like wearing this color. I suddenly feel like redecorating. This class is been calling me, and I'm just going to go for it. So whatever it is, it's attuning you to your own presence, to your own excellence, to your own acquirement. So as we will receive the gifts of holy remembrance, as we will receive the gifts of light. So remember, it's light that we're getting accustomed to, that we're understanding, that we're allowing to raise the bar in terms of our own infiltration, our own consensus, our own interest. So allow those energies to spark your imagination, to spark your curiosity, to wake yourself up to your natural gaze. So again, your natural gaze is gonna be your soul's calling. It's going to be your soul's calling. We've been doing this for generations in my family, but I suddenly feel like doing that, whatever it may be. And it may not be a huge jump. It may not be like I'm changing professions, but it's you're going to be honoring and trusting and listening to your own endeavor, your own broadcast, your own colors. Because remember, each of us are light bearers. We're each the bridge makers, we're each showing the way to for others. And how we do this is by listening to our own soul's advantage. So when I'm saying that, I just see this portal of energy. This energy is magnifying for our convenience. In other words, helping us to hear, helping us to understand, helping us to come under our true witnessing. So it's sort of like, well, I think I hear, versus I know I'm hearing this. I know I'm hearing this. So we're learning how to recognize that independent source. So in other words, this is where we're learning to step out. We're learning to trust our own colors, our own frequencies, our own timetable. So it also may be that what a friend's doing, what spirit, whoever it may be, has a different time sequence than is relevant for you. So this is really where you're learning to pay attention to your own energy, your own intuition, your own alchemy. So as we will receive our holy reminder, so again, the reminder, it's like this overlay of energy that's helping us receive our own messaging. So as we're receiving our holy reminder, as we're receiving our luxury of love, because in essence, we are love, and we're learning to receive the luxury of that. We're learning to recognize that there is no separation. We're never separate from our own understanding. We're never separate from our higher awareness. So as we will receive this holy reminder, as we will receive our true introduction, this is learning to honor your own inner witness. So these energies are going to restore our inner faith. In other words, helping us to trust that inner advisement, that inner indicator. So this is like when we ask three friends what we should do when we're the ones that are hearing from our guides. Well, what do you think? What do you think? So we're learning to trust our own inner recall. So allow these energies to blend and merge. So in other words, you may become, we say this all the time, but it's so true. We think there's one thing that needs adjustment, and it turns out it's what we're actually have our back to that we've been avoiding. So that's what they mean by twist and turn and blend, to allow ourselves to be lifted to higher stances. So sometimes we think, well, there's no point even trying to do anything about that, so I'll just focus over here. And it's like, I just see like our souls giving us like a golden nugget and giving us solutions, help, support, love's advantage. So allow those energies to blend, bringing forth new discovery, new association. When I receive the energies, it's like things that we brushed by. It's going to be like something perhaps familiar, and it's like, yeah, I thought that a while back. But again, because we're learning to trust ourselves, we just kind of step over it as we keep seeking the answer. So you may have brushed up beside it not too long ago, or perhaps a little bit ago, but now it's coming back with assertive measure. And again, there's no accident. So it's not like we did anything wrong. It wasn't divine timing. So it comes like as a preview. And as we adjust to our forever glance. So in other words, as we adjust to our own energy, our own source, we strengthen our boundaries, whatever it may be. It's like, okay, now we're ready to proceed. So sometimes we get stuck in just this like punitive energy towards self. And this is just the ego. Trust that everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. So if it came by before, it was a preview to adjust to the energies, to ripen your stance. Let us receive. They're saying, actually, I want me to repeat this. Let us receive in true worth and value. So again, recognizing ourselves, valuing ourselves, knowing that we're now in position of readiness. Perfect.